No, we're done. We're done.
I would have made vegetarian lasagna. Well, but the meat's only every third layer. Maybe you could scrape.
Well, did you really read all these baby books?
Yep. You could plunk me down in the middle of any woman's uterus, no compass, and I could find my way out of there like that.
This is cool. It says in some parts of the world, people actually eat the placenta.
And we're done with the yogurt.
Aunt Sue, I did this as a favor. I am not a caterer. What do you want me to do with a dozen lasagnas? Nice talk, Aunt Sue. You kiss Uncle Freddy with that mouth.
Hey, Ross, listen. Do you know that right now your baby is only this big? This is your baby.
Hi, Daddy.
How come you don't live with Mommy? How come Mommy lives with that other lady? What a lesbian!
What you call talking about?
You can say it. Pocono. Pocono. It's like poke a nose.
Ah. Poke a nose.
So, did I hear Pocono?
Yes. My sister's giving us a place for the weekend.
Woohoo! First weekend away together.
Yeah, it's a big step.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a weekend, big deal.
Wasn't this supposed to be just a fling, huh? Shouldn't it be flung by now?
I mean, we are way past the plane thing. I mean, I am feeling things that I've only read about in Daniel Steele books, you know? I mean, when I'm with him, I'm totally
nauseous. I'm physically nauseous. What am I supposed to do, huh? Call immigration? I could call immigration.
I love babies with their little baby shoes, you know? Little baby toes. Okay, you have to stop that. Forever.
In the table.
You think?
I brought all the books, and Monica sent her love along with this lasagna.
Oh, great. Is it vegetarian because Susan doesn't eat meat?
I'm pretty sure that it is.
I got the results of the amnesty.
Oh, tell me, is everything...
Totally and completely healthy.
Oh, that's great, that is great. You know... Hey... When did you and Susan meet Huey Lewis?
Beppa Santana.
Of course it's your friend Tanya.
Don't you want to know about the sex?
The sex? Yeah, I'm having enough trouble with the image of you and Susan together. When you throw in Tanya, I'm young.
baby, Ross.
Oh, you know the sex of the baby?
Oh.
Do you want to know?
No, I don't want to know. Absolutely not. No, I think you shouldn't know until you look down there and see. Oh, there it is. What is it?
Oh, hello, Ross.
Susan?
So, did you hear?
Yes, we did. Everything's A-OK.
Oh, that's so...
It really is.
Oh, do we know?
We certainly do. It's going to be...
Hey, whoa, hello. See, a guy who doesn't want to know standing right here.
Oh. Oh, well, is it what we thought it would be?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's that? Okay, what did we think it was going to be? No, I don't want to know. Okay, you know, I should probably just go.
Well, thanks for the book.
No problem. Okay. Mwah. Oh, mwah. Susan?
All right, who should we call first, your folks or Deb and Rona? Hello?
Never mind, I don't want to move.
Okay, so just because it was my table, I have to buy a new one?
That's the rule.
What rule? There's no rule. If anything, you owe me a table.
How'd you get there?
Well, I believe this piece of furniture was fine until your little breakfast adventure with Angela Delvecchio.
You know about that?
Well, let's just say the impressions you made in the butter left little to the imagination.
Okay. How about if we split it?
What do you mean? Buy it together?
Yeah.
You think we're ready for something like that?
Why not?
Well, because it's a pretty big commitment. I mean, what if one of us wants to move out?
Why, are you moving out?
I'm not moving.
You tell me if you were moving out, right?
Yes. It's just that with my last roommate,
I know all about Kip.
We bought a hibachi together, and then he ran off and got married, and things got pretty ugly.
Well, let me ask you something. Was Kip a better roommate than me?
Well, don't do that.
You've got a couple changes in your schedule. Your 4 o'clock verbal massage has been pushed back to 4:30, and Miss Summerfield canceled her 5:30 she out to. Okay, spring. Oh, here comes your 3 o'clock. I don't mean to sound unprofessional, but,
Buongiorno, bella baby.
Oh, Paolo, hi. What are you doing here?
Rachele, tell me you massage?
Yeah, well...
I am being naked.
That's really your decision. I mean, some people prefer, you know, to take off. Be naked. I can't believe you don't want to know. I mean, I couldn't not know. I mean, if the doctor knows, and Carol knows, and Susan knows, and Monica knows.
How could you know? I don't even know.
Carol called me to thank me for the lasagna. I asked. She told me.
So what's it going to be?
Oh, great. Now he knows, and I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm just excited about being an aunt.
Or an uncle.
Hey,
Phoebe. Fine. Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing. I'm sorry. I'm out of sorts.
Hey, can we get some cappuccino over here?
Oh, right, that's me.
Hey, Cameron, that table place closes at 7 o'clock.
Fine.
Phoebe, what is it? Right. You know Paolo?
I'm familiar with his work, yeah.
He made a move on me.
Whoa, slow, you opened him up.
More coffee over here, please.
Well, what happened? Well, he came in for a massage, and everything was fine until...
Oh, my God.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And all of a sudden, his hands weren't the problem anymore. Was it? Oh, Boy Scouts could have camped under there.
Thurman.
Oh,
the actress. So what are you going to do? You have to tell her. You have to tell her. It's your moral obligation as a friend, as a woman. I think it's a feminist issue. Guys? Guys?
Oh, yeah, you have to tell her. Feminist issue. That's what I want.
She is going
to
hate me.
Yeah, well.
Pick one.
Just pick one. Here, how about that one? That's patio furniture.
What? Like people are going to come in and think, uh-oh, I'm outside again.
What about the birds?
I don't know.
Birds just don't say, hello, sit here, eat something. You pick one.
All right. How about the ladybugs?
Oh, so forget about the birds, but big red insects suggest fine diet. Fine, you want to get the birds? Get the birds.
Not like that.
Skip for like the birds.
Hey.
Hi, Steve. Are you moving out?
No, these aren't all my suitcases. This one's towel. Rachel, can we talk for a sec?
Well, sure. Just for a sec, though, because towel's on his way over.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, please. We haven't known each other for that long a time, and there are three things that you should know about me. One, my friends are the most important thing in my life. Two, I never lie. And three, I make the best oatmeal raisin cookies in the world. Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Oh, my God. Why have I never tasted these before?
Oh, I don't make them a lot because I don't think it's fair to the other cookies.
Well, you're right. These are the best oatmeal raisin cookies I've ever had, which proves that I never lie.
I guess you don't.
Paulo made a pass at me.
So what do you think?
I think it's the most beautiful table I've ever seen.
I know.
So how does this work? You just balance the plates on these little guys' heads?
Yeah, lead at the sink.
That's a bro.
Star!
You suck!
Are you okay? I need some milk.
Okay, I've got milk. Better?
No.
Oh, I feel so stupid. I think about the other day with you guys, you know, and I was all, oh, Paolo, he's so great. He makes me feel so...
embarrassed. I'm the one he hit on.
Oh, Baby, I unleashed him on you. I had never met him. This would never ever happen to you.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. Oh, what are we sorry about?
I don't know. Right. He's the pig.
Such a pig.
Oh, God, he's such a pig.
Oh,
he's like a big, disgusting,
like a pig.
Pig man.
Yes, good. Okay.
Oh, but he was my pig man.
Okay. The end.
Should I not have told you? No, trust me, it's much better than I know. I just liked it better before it was better.
I think she took it pretty well. You know, Paula's over there right now, so yeah, let's get over there and see if she's okay. Just one second.
Looks like we kicked your butts.
No, she kicked our butts. You could be on the Olympic stand in that team.
Come on, two or more.
What are you still doing here? She just broke up with the guy. It's time for you to swoop in.
Well, now?
Yes, now is when you swoop. You gotta make sure that when Paolo walks out of there, the first guy Rachel sees is you. She's gotta know that you're everything he's not. You're like the anti-Paolo. My Catholic friend is right. You disrupt. You're there for her. You pick up the pieces, and then you usher in the age of Ross.
How's it going?
I don't stare. Did she just finish throwing his clothes off the balcony? Now there's just a lot of gesturing and arm waving. Okay, that is either how could you or enormous stress. Here he comes.
I am to say goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, I really hate you for what you did to Rachel, but I still have final fees, so he did it 375 until the cheese bubbles.
Gotcha. Paula, I just want to tell you, and I think I speak for everyone when I say...
Just look at her.
Now, oh, you guys, I really think only one of us should go out there so she's not overwhelmed.
Oh, you're right.
And I really think it should be me. Listen, you deserve so much better than him. You know, I mean, you should be with a guy who knows what he has when he has you. What?
So sick of guys. I don't want to look at another guy. I don't want to think about another guy. I don't even want to be near another guy.
That swearing up guys altogether is the answer. I really don't. I think what you need is to develop a more sophisticated screening process.
No, I just need to be by myself for a while. You know, I just got to figure out what I want.
No. See, because not all guys out there are going to be Apollos.
No, I know, and I'm sure your little boy is not going to grow up to be one. Oh.
What?
What?
I'm having a boy?
No. In fact, you're not having a boy.
Well, I'm having a boy. Am I having a boy?
Okay. Oh,
yeah.